Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
He's too cocky. He's got too much confidence. He's too convicted. He's the number one high school football podcaster in America. He's the number one scout in the country. Coast to coast. Gold State to the Sunshine State. Giving it to you raw and uncut like the meat at the liquor store on the corner. KM to GM. Nobody does it better. Buckle up, folks. It's time for the truth. Let's fucking go.
Welcome, welcome. You're now listening to the Transparent Truth. It's your boy, Coach Keith. Excited to be recording live on a Thursday. Excited to make sure you guys listen to this on a Thursday. Going to tap into some top 100 showcase for the Rising Stars. Got a recap and review of some of my top performers. Got some recruiting news from here in the West Coast and in the Pac-12. And got a sleeper of the week. Got a chance to meet this past weekend that I really, really like. I think he's going to be a big-time player here in Southern California, and particularly in the Trinity League. So be ready for that. But without further ado, let's get this party rolling. It's time for recruiting.
The Transparent Truth Recruiting Report.
All right, recruit news for the day. I guess just to kind of recap, first of all, this morning, early this morning, Christian Dixon, modern-day wide receiver, 2021 class, commits to Michigan. He was looking at LSU, he was looking at Oregon, but I all along thought Michigan was going to be the place for Christian, and he commits to Josh Gattis, the wide receivers coach and offensive coordinator, and of course, Jim Harbaugh, to be a Wolverine, go up to Ann Arbor, Michigan in the freezing cold winters. But congratulations to Christian. Another Jalen Davies a few days ago, the modern-day cornerback, 4 stars, commits to the University of Oregon. Big-time gift for Oregon and Ducks defensive back coach Rod Chance. Jalen's a big-time player who excels on the big-time stage, and the Ducks keep smoking on the recruiting trail. Let's stay at modern-day. 4-star linebacker Rajon Davis solidifies his commitment to the LSU Tigers, the national champion LSU Tigers, and modern day cleaning up recruiting headlines over the last few days. Congratulations to the Monarchs and the whole 3-stripe family. Let's move along. Demir Collins up in Portland, Oregon. He commits to Oregon State University. He is a dynamic, you know, all-purpose back. He can catch, he can run, he can block. He's very quick. A little short, but who cares about how tall you are as a running back? He can roll. I like him a lot. He commits to Oregon State. Congratulations to the Beavers and running backs coach Michael Petrie. Moving along, Nathan Rawlings, Kibonje, the defensive end out of Pacific Northwest, commits to Oklahoma. Big-time get for the Sooners. I know they're looking for some edge pressure. I'm not sure he's going to bring the edge pressure. I think he's going to be more of an inside guy once he fills out that frame and kicks inside and passing downs. But nevertheless, Rawlings Kibonje is a Sooner. Moving along, big time grab for the University of Arizona, their head coach Kevin Sumlin. I think they may get a program changer in quarterback Clay Millen out of the Pacific Northwest. This is an elite talent at the quarterback position. He can do it all. He can move. He can throw it with accuracy. He can throw it with power. He can fit the ball. Kibonje is a Sooner. Moving along, big time grab for the University of Arizona, their head coach Kevin Sumlin. I think they may get a program changer in quarterback Clay Millen out of the Pacific Northwest. This is an elite talent at the quarterback position. He can do it all. He can move. He can throw it with accuracy. He can throw it with power. He can fit the ball in tight windows. He can stare down the safety and hold him in the middle of the field. This kid is elite in all ways. I love him as a prospect. And just remember the receipts that I'm giving you right now. Clay Millen is going to be a special player in the Pac-12. Moving along, Will Latu, again, out of Pacific Northwest, up in the Seattle area, commits to Washington, commits to be a Washington Husky. Congratulations to Will Latu. He's a 6'3", 220-pound jumbo athlete, and I really like his game. He can run. He can hit. He moves around well. I think he's going to be an inside linebacker at the next level, and he's going to be really, really good for the Huskies. Congratulations to Washington and new head coach Jimmy Lake, who moves over from the defensive coordinator position, or at least gets promoted from that position. And last but not least, Thomas Cole, here in Southern California at San Luis Obispo, I believe. The offensive tackle commits, all 6'7" of him, to UCLA and the Bruin program, led by head coach Chip Kelly. And regardless of a little bit of perceived turmoil in the UCLA program, they get a offensive tackle with great upside, really good athletic ability, and a tremendous passion and emotion for the game of football. So congratulations to Thomas and to the UCLA Bruins. That's going to do it all for my recruiting for the day. Check back next week as my national recruiting analysis show, Instant Impact. That's the name of it. Instant Impact is a national recruiting show with my boy Brooks Austin from down in Georgia. We have a great show. It's on every week. Please tap in. It's really deep, strong analysis of the committed players, the newly committed players, and how they're going to impact their new programs that they've committed to. So that does it all for recruiting. Let's move along. It's time for my favorite part of the show. It's time to show some love. It's time for my sleeper of the week.
It's time for our Sit and Sleep Sleeper of the Week. Really want to thank our guy, Larry Miller. He's allowing us to showcase unknown prospects that need to be brought to the spotlight. Larry is all about family and community, and his support is helping to change the lives of young players across the country. Each week, young men are getting scholarship offers after being featured on this show. So thank you, Larry. When we have business and a man that is really interested in the community, we need to show our support right back at him. Sit and Sleep is the only place that offers advanced sleep technology. Greg?
Body Diagnostics. That's five-star stuff. This is high-quality stuff. Lay down on a mattress, and within seconds, thousands of sensors can help you find the absolute right mattress for you.
Wow, within seconds?
Seconds.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah.
Sit and Sleep.
They'll beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Appreciate you, Larry Miller.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, my sleeper of the week this week comes from the Trinity League. And listen, I try to stay out the Trinity League when it comes to sleepers because they don't need any attention, right? Trinity League, best league in the country, loaded players, a lot of holdbacks, mature, advanced kids. They don't really need attention. But I got a chance to see a kid this past weekend who I really liked. He has zero offers, zero recruiting attention, but I think he's going to be a great football player. He's in the 2022 class. He's out of Servite High School. 6'2.5", 6'3", 270-pound Mason Graham. Mason is a dual sport athlete. He's a wrestler, but he plays defensive tackle for Servite. He showed great quickness and agility and power. Explosiveness off the ball. I really like him. He's got a lot of the traits that I look for in primetime defensive tackles, and I think he is barely scratching the surface of how good he is going to be. Mason Graham, Servite High School. Remember the name. Check my receipts. Congratulations, Mason. You are this week's Transparent Truth Sleeper of the Week. It's time to move along. Let's get to the top 100 showcase recap. Congratulations to the Winner's Circle, another good showcase, the Rising Star. So this showcase was mainly for the guys who are the up-and-coming players in Southern California or the West Coast, whatever you want to call it, up-and-coming kids. But there were some 2021 kids there, and I think that they showed their maturity. And this is, you know, why one thing happens for another. But I'll get into that another time. So let's start off with the defensive line. Defensive line was led back. Was led by Joshua Singh out of Orem High School. He was my sleeper of the week a couple weeks ago. Anyways, he was my MVP from Orem, along with Nate Burwell from Bosco. Both guys were tremendous. Both guys did not lose a rep. Both guys were very good in pass rush drills. They were very good in their techniques, their quickness off the ball, great hands, the ability to contort their body, to exploit small crevices. Both guys really good. Nate Burwell is going to be an animal inside. We talked about that at the showcase. I think that's where his money is. That's where he's going to be fantastic at the next level. Joshua Singh, a little undersized, but I don't care. The kid is a dog. He's got everything that I'm looking for just in terms of his tenacity and his will to compete. So both guys walked away with my most outstanding players at the defensive line position. But also I want to mention, again, Mason Graham out of Servite High School. He was very tough to block. His combination of size, quickness initially off the ball, his power and his leverage because he plays the game low. I really like his activity and his ability in the interior. How about Brendan Benoit out of Calabasas? He was very good inside. His explosiveness off that first step and his ability to stay low to the ground and play with tremendous leverage, he was nearly unblockable. So he did a nice job as well. How about Jason Baum out of Tesoro High School? He played on the edge. He was very active. He was aggressive. He was very scrappy. And I liked his will to get to the quarterback. So congratulations, Jason Baum, as my final defensive line top performer. Let's move along to the offensive line. Let's start with Devin Spencer out of Centennial High School. Devin is a frequent visitor to these types of camps and showcases, and I think that his work that he's put on in the offseason over the last couple of years and in season has really paid dividends for Devin. Got a chance to talk to his father. They're excited about Devin's perspectives on the next level. Devin came around with my MVP. He was unbeatable at the left tackle position. Terrific feet, terrific balance. The ability to understand where to cut the defensive lineman off and how to retrace his steps to close down any inside moves. Devin Spencer, Centennial High School, my MVP on the offensive line. And close second was Jack Laffin, the 2022 prospect out of Modern Day. He was fantastic again, as he was a couple of weeks ago. Just a kid with very solid technique. He's strong in the upper body, moves his feet really well, and just a guy who competes to the echo of the whistle. Really like Jack. I think he's going to be a big-time player. Roland Fullwood out of Lyndale, another top performer. Played at the right tackle position. Again, 6'5", 6'6", 320, tremendous length. He's got the athletic ability, still needs to continue to develop and work on his game, but all the raw skills and tools. And remember these receipts. I think he's going to be a special player once he really gets developed at the next level. Eli Miguel out of Chaparral, played offensive guard. I thought he was really good. I love him on tape. On tape and pads, he's very dominant. He's very good, very dominant. And he did not take a step back in this showcase from that dominance. He did a great job inside, and he's a really good football player. He's got a bunch of offers, so congratulations, Eli. Caleb Walker, El Demonte High School. I thought Caleb Walker was good. He played left guard. I thought he was physical. I thought he competed really hard. I thought his technique was sound. He's a guy that got after people, so I want to make sure I shout you out. Caleb Walker out of El Demonte High School. Let's move to the running back position. Running back Desmond Jackson from Orange Lutheran. He gets my MVP. He was outstanding in drills. He was also outstanding in competition, catching the ball, making people miss, and creating space out of the break. Running back Jane Ott, another frequent visitor or participant in these showcases out of Bishop Gorman. Elite talent. He was very good at the running back position as well. Also played some defensive back where he's got some skills. But his athleticism and his quickness and explosiveness is going to translate to a lot of different positions on a football field or any sport. So congratulations to Mr. Ott. Kobe Boykin, a freshman out of Orange High School. Very explosive, very quick. Short, only about 5'7 and a half, 5'8. But that means nothing at the running back position. This kid can catch and go. He can make people miss. And I just like him as a football player. Let's move along. To the linebacker position, Sione Hala out of Bosco. He's a transfer out of Paramount, but he was very good. He moved great in drills. Love the way he flipped his hips, sticks his foot in the ground, can break on balls. He's got really good hand-eye coordination to catch the ball, jump in passing lanes. Sione Hala out of Bosco did a nice job. And then Leona Lifau out of Kahuku in Hawaii. Leona was very instinctive. I love his ability to cut off routes, to be physical at the top of routes against running backs, and also play with good angles and under control and on balance in the cat and mouse situation. So Leona Lifau out of Kahuku. Let's move to the quarterback position. Quarterback Israel Carter, Centennial High School, won the long ball competition. Showed really good accuracy throughout. He was my MVP. Also doing a nice job was Nico Lamaaleva, going to Warren High School, a transfer from Long Beach Poly. Thought he did a great job at the quarterback position. And also want to shout out a couple more guys. Cal Crum from Norco. Thought he showed his athleticism. He also showed off a good arm. Bear Bachmeyer, he's an eighth grader. The little brother of Big Bachmeyer. Hank Bachmeyer, Hank the Bank, or Tank Bachmeyer is what I used to call him. But he's the little brother. He's an eighth grader, but he was very good as well. And that kind of wraps up my quarterback report. Let's move to the defensive back. Cornerback TJ Hall, 2022, out of San Joaquin Memorial, was very good. He was my MVP. He was breaking on routes. He was making plays. He was playing with a lot of confidence. TJ came out to my national combine in January and looked really good. I think he's improved since January, which is a great thing. And he had a solid performance out in Florida, but I think he stepped it up a little bit this offseason. And I saw more aggressiveness. I saw a kid playing with more confidence, more swagger. So TJ walks away with my MVP at the DB position. I also want to shout out rising ninth grader, 2024 Centennial High School, Shaheem Henderson. I believe his last name is Shaheem Henderson. About 6 feet and a smooth operator. Okay, a feel for the position, a keen eye on what routes are trying to be ran. He's running routes for receivers. I love his feet. He has a really good break on the ball. He's got great size for a young cornerback. Remember the name. I've got the receipts for you right here. Shaheem Henderson out of Centennial. He's from Moreno Valley, but he's going to Centennial. Big time player. Also, Centennial had Joel Thomas. He had some of the best feet at the camp. Now, it didn't always translate to him making plays in one-on-ones. People got some separation on him, but that's okay because those feet are always going to keep you in position if you just continue to keep working. Joel Thomas, I thought he did a nice job. He did make some plays in one-on-one. Huge hands, got the chance to rip the ball out of people's hands, out of their mitts a couple times. But Joel Thomas, Centennial High School, just remember the name. And then wide receiver position. Let's move on to that. Omar J. Black, I believe, listen, I don't want to get this wrong, but Omar J. is kind of from the IE area, I believe. I think he's going to Centennial, but I'm not sure. But he was really good. He was smooth. He was quick. And he changed direction by sinking those hips and really jamming that foot into the ground and exploding out. Omar J. Black, I thought he was big time. Wide receiver, Dejon Wheeler. I thought he was big time. I thought Dejon was my MVP for the day. Dejon Wheeler, he's out of Roosevelt High School, about 6'3", and about 215 pounds. Normally, big guys, they don't have the body control, and they don't have the athleticism to get down on the ground and catch scoop balls up off the ground before it falls incomplete. But I think Dejon, he's got some unique skills and unique abilities to really maneuver around the football field and put himself in positions to make plays that big receivers usually aren't able to. So at 6'3", 215, look out. Dejon Wheeler is set to have a big senior year at Corona Roosevelt. Watch what I tell you. And that's going to pretty much do it for my Top 100 Showcase. Again, thank you to the Winner's Circle for putting on the event. I was glad to come out and support and got a chance to see some kids that I have not seen, which was great for me. And got a chance to see some kids on the second round that I have seen and just kind of either reiterate what I thought or really add to my evaluation. So I appreciate the Winner's Circle for putting that on. I appreciate all the participants who came out and worked their tails off to show what they could do. For me and my staff at Recruiting Solutions, we salute you. And that's going to bring this baby to a close. So without further ado, there's a new sheriff in town. And his name's Reggie Hammond. Y'all be cool.